like I say, the questions, plenty of questions, some of them overpowering and life-threatening, and some of them just ordinary, everyday questions for musicians on the road. 185 nights this year on the road. That's too many nights. I don't know. Maybe we should cut back. But like I say, here we are. You get to a new town, you got questions in your mind. How's the gig gonna go? How they gonna treat us? What's our bar tab gonna be? Where can I get a 32-ounce steak in this town just based on my good looks? Surely there's somewhere in a town of this size. But being on the road so much, you know, we gotta look out for each other in the band. And sometimes looking out for each other means, you know, you get back to the hotel safely or something like that, or certainly on the stand, we watch out. But, you know, if any of us wants to have a home life or something that could be considered a home life, when we come home, we have to do more than just show up on night 186 with an armful of flowers and some candy. That might not do it. As you ladies know, if you stay away 185, a mere bushel of flowers is not gonna do you that much good when you come. That key might not fit that lock. And that would be right. That would only be right. Your stuff might be out on the street corner. There's any number of ways it could go. As we say in the States, you have to feed the meter, man. You can't just take it for granted. And so, our next question is immediately applicable to any of us who are gone too much too long, sometimes home too soon. And the question is,